was there a time in the last 6 weeks when you realized it's time?
It's time now. It's time. It's here. And I'm just blessed to be a part of this game again. God gave me another chance to go out there to show my talent. A couple plays, just warm up, and individual drills. I just feel great out there today.
To the point where you just don't even think guys. About it. We just don't even think about it. And that means you know it's good.
It's just, I don't know. I feel like I got my swag back. I guess we're going to see when it's time to really put on the shoulder pads. That's when I can't really judge myself right now. When I put the pass on, that's when I really can judge myself.
Okay. Eric, you missed a year of football. How long do you feel like it will take you to get back to where you were before?
That's no telling. You know, I'm just going to keep working every day. You know, try to get better. Just make sure I'm doing everything I can to help my team.
How was it out there for you today?
Oh, it was fun. You know, most of all, it was fun. You know, just good to get out there to run around and, you know, have fun with my teammates. Covered some routes, so that's always good.
Did it mean something to pass the fitness test today and just kind of have that okay? Was that another kind of step in this road to recovery?
Nah, I knew I was going to pass that. It was easy.
Romeo talked today. Basically, you guys aren't going to be limited at all. Is that how you feel right now? You're fine? You're ready to go 100% whatever needs to be done?
Yeah, whatever needs to be done, but at the same time, if they make a command and say that, you know, they need me to sit out for a little bit just to make sure some things, you know, that's what I'm going to do. You know, at the end of the day, Coach Cornell is the general, you know, so whatever he says goes, and, you know, he knows what's best.
From the time of the injury, was there ever any doubt in your mind you'd be back on the field today?
No, that's what keeps injured guys going to rehab every day, waking up, going through the tough times, you know, because, you know, the end goal is being back on the field, so.
Were you anxious at all to see how your knees would hold up today?
Yeah, I mean, it was exciting to get back, you know. It seems like a long time when you're out that long. So today was, you know, a day that we were all looking forward to.
Describe the feelings that you had getting out there for the first time.
It's just like any other first day at camp, really. Just excitement, anxious to get out there with the team, cool. Stuff like that.
It seemed like for most of the practice today, especially in teamwork, you were a blocker. You're moving in motion and so on. Yeah. Then they finally threw that one long one.
Yeah.
How was that? Did that feel natural again?
Yeah, felt natural. We just need to get our timing down, and that'll come, like I said. But, you know, we're just installing our plays, installing the run game, getting a good foundation. So
it was great. It was great weather. You know, it cooled off for us a little bit. But it was great to be back out there with the guys. We're all out here. We're working hard. It was fun to get out here and compete against each other again, and we're just trying to set a foundation and make strides.
Man, you talk about growing up, John, the camp and what it does for a team, a good camp can do?
Well, I think a good camp brings us together. You know, I think we've got a great defense out there, so we know we're going against one of the best defenses in the league out there each and every day offensively. So when you go out there offensively and get to compete against the best each and every day, it just makes you better. And then also, like I said, you know there's going to be mistakes in camp. You're going to have to go through the ebbs and flows like you do in every football game. But at the same time, if you can get better each and every day, it brings the team closer together, and you start to build camaraderie as you get closer to season.
This coming into my fourth year now, it's a big year. I think it's a big year for this organization, for this team. We've got, I think, one of the most talented teams that we've had since I've been here. And so hopefully we can capitalize on it again. It starts now. And so it starts developing that relationship and also developing toward and get ready for Atlanta, because Atlanta's going to be here before we know it.
What is your relationship like with the quarterbacks right now?
It's good. You know, I'm working out with those guys in the offseason and things of that nature, you know, so they get a better understanding of where I'm going to be on certain routes. And, you know, you just got to keep building. We're not perfect by any means, you know. But from both sides, we're just going to continue to work hard and just get better every day.
I was watching you tweet during the offseason about some of the stuff you were doing. I mean, the intense stuff that you seem to be doing via Twitter. Kind of take us through what you did after you left Kansas City before you got here to St. Joe.
The conditioning, a lot of conditioning stuff and agility things. You know, that's the main thing. If you're conditioned, you know, and you can play, it's half the battle, you know, because you don't want to come into training camp and you're struggling to get through the practices because you're out of shape. So that's one of the main things I was really focusing on.
Which day of camp in the NFL?
It's camp in the NFL, so you can't complain too much. I love it. I'm out here trying to get better and just taking it day by day.
How involved did you stay in the process when before you signed your contract up until you finally got the word that the deal was done?
It was a lot of praying from my end. I kind of just let the people I hired do their job, and I just wanted to get on the field. That was the end all be all for me.
You tell your agent you didn't want to miss any time. Were you ever afraid that you might miss some practice time?
I was hoping I didn't. I was praying that I was out here on day one, so thank God I was.
What are the coaches telling you? I mean, Romeo has got a reputation for developing defensive inside, mm-hmm. you know, tackles. Just talk about What are the things that they're trying to stress with you?
They just stay on me. They just make sure I'm being a technician first. They tell me I got a lot of ability, but it would be nothing without the hard work and technique. So they just stand on me each and every day about that.
That's kind of, since I've been here, that's kind of been the motto, or I guess that's how it goes. The first day, everybody's running around, but the test is, you know, 3 or 4 days into it. You know, how are we doing in that respect?
Derek, how are the expectation levels for you guys this year compared to the last couple of years?
Well, it gets bigger and bigger. Expectations are high in this league. And with the talent that we have on this team, on offensively and defensively, our bar set high, and we're going to keep it up there. And right now it's just trying to work to get to that point.